Message number 1281. My presence will shake the earth and the ground will tremble. Thursday, December 4, 2014 at 22:55. My dearly beloved daughter, when the time comes for my second coming, a great sound will be heard like the roar of thunder, and the skies will be opened as if a great curtain has been lifted. I will appear in a great white light, brighter than the sun, and many people will be blinded by this great light which will surround me. The purer the soul, the clearer will be their eyesight, and they will rejoice when they see my face. My presence will shake the earth, and the ground will tremble. Then there will be a great stillness, and my voice will ring out as I declare that it is I, Jesus Christ. There will be great rejoicing on the part of those I will call out to, those who will have been blessed with my great mercy. But amidst the love and the joy, there will also be great sorrow and fear. Those who have nothing but hatred for me will sink to their knees, groaning in pain and thrashing about in anger and fear at the sight of me. Those who reach out to me on the day and beg me to take them into my merciful arms will be saved. I will reach out to the lowly, the lost, as well as those who will be too weak to seek me out. They need only whisper these words, "Jesus, forgive me my sins," and I will sweep them off their feet and into my glorious kingdom. To all of you who fear the great day of my second coming, know that if you love me, that this day will bring you the greatest joy. If you do not know me, and when you see me on that day, you will come to me and open your arms to greet me. It will only be those who hate me who will refuse my hand of mercy. I ask you to trust in me to bring you peace, for it would never be my intention to frighten you, as I am a God of endless love. To those of you who accept my great gift of eternal life, there is nothing to fear at all, and I will guide you along this path up to the great day. My words may be harsh, the truth may be very difficult to accept, but such is the state of the world caused by the ugliness of sin, that were I not to warn you of this day, then you would not be prepared. It is because of Satan that the pain of sin causes such discord, grief, and suffering in the world, but soon I will bring all sin to an end. Your Jesus.